One of Edouard Manet's most famous works depicts life in the 19th century Paris. The painting is set in the fashionable Folies Bergère cabaret bar, which still exists today. However, instead of focusing on the bar's patrons, Manet chose a slightly different composition. Here, it is the tired and dreamy barmaid who captures our attention. The bar girl seems absorbed in her thoughts, not participating in the customer's conversation. Her facial expression is a little sad, without much psychological representation, almost meaningless, traits that characterize most of Manet's painting. The action is behind her back, the mirror's reflection showing a man talking to a barmaid. In contrast to the mood of the barmaid, the action is seen in the background. The left corner of the painting, showing the legs of the performer hanging on the trapeze, describes an evening program in the bar. Some art critics believe that the girl in the picture was a prostitute, as the oranges in the foreground were usually symbolically associated with prostitution in the artist's work. The girl depicted worked in the bar in real life, and her name was Suzanne. She posed for the painting in Manet's studio. Stylistically, Manet's painting combines realistic representation with impressionist art. The artist has painted a kind of still life in the picture by depicting the champagne bottles, flowers, and fruit vases arranged in the bar. Manet painted this picture after he had reached the end of his life, and a year later, the artist died. There is no doubt that the artist felt that this would be his last work. This is his legacy for the future.